Joined on the line by our GAA correspondent, Martin McHugh. Martin, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And, suppose the big talking news of the day in Division 1 is Mayo have been relegated to Division 2. And, what a cracking game it was, too.
Yeah, it was a brilliant game, Pádraig. And, Mayo, the first time that they've been relegated in 23 years, I think they were the longest team in Division 1 to have stayed in Division 1 for a long time. But it's a cracking game of football, and a totally different Tyrone team today than we watched in Balbuffet last weekend. So, you don't know. I've said from the game last weekend that I'm not saying they weren't trying or anything else, but they definitely didn't want to show their hand anyway. But yeah, great performance by Tyrone, particularly in the first half. They were very, very impressive in the first half. And Mayo will be disappointed with it all, but maybe that takes a wee bit of pressure off.
Yeah, Declan Bonner would have been interesting eyes on that particular game today. Conor McKenna once again popping up with two goals. Martin, we know some Australian rules players come back and get back into Gaelic games. Just the transition from the Australian rules into GA sometimes can take a little while, but it hasn't taken Conor McKenna that long to get back to his feet.
No, that's exactly it. That's the big fear for Donegal going into it. You know, we saw a glimpse of him against Donegal, and you know, at times he was very, very impressive. And even, you know, in the second half when he got used to playing in a competitive game and everything else, because I don't think Tyrone play a challenge game, so that would have been his first really competitive game he would have had, was the Donegal match. And there's power and pace and his ability to carry the ball. And I mean, he carried on from that today, and he was very, very impressive. And the aim kick outs at him today, you know, because they do struggle a bit in the middle of the field, Tyrone. You'd feel, you know, at times, and trying to bypass it, but they definitely targeted kick-outs at him. But the one thing, you know, Mayo, and they normally do go with man markers, why they didn't put the likes of Lee Keegan on Conor McKenna, because he was ready, you'd feel made for him for physical power and that, because Kevin McLaughlin just didn't have that physical power to mark him. And the other player that had a very big game today was Matty Donnelly. Again, Mayo didn't mark him or target him, and he went back in defence, he came forward, and he was really the instructor of the whole thing today, I thought, watching on TV. And suppose we talk about the other man is Derek Canavan. We thought we'd enough of seeing the father. I remember my last day playing for Donegal, the father was running out through us in Breffni Park, and imagine, I thought we'd seen the end of the Canavans when the father retired or the uncle Pascal. But I'll tell you, here's a boy coming, and he's very, very impressive. And just saying to somebody there this evening, Pádraig, if they had Cal McShane fit as well. And Pádraig Hamsey didn't play today either, and he played the last against Donegal. But if you had a full forward line of Cal McShane, Conor McKenna moving in and out, and Derek Canavan in there, and the likes of Matty Donnelly and Peter Hart running around as well. So, listen, they haven't gone away to Tyrone.
Yeah, they're shaping up nicely, as they say. And suppose from that point of view, it's next weekend's game. We'll talk about it very shortly. It's going to be totally, totally different next weekend in McCool Park.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, you know, and suppose the one thing we have to say is that just there are four Ulster teams now in Division 1. It just shows you the strength still of Ulster football. Now, the big thing that Ulster teams have to do now is someone to carry on and start winning the Sam Maguire. That's the next move they have to make. But, you know, you have four Ulster teams in Division 1. You have one Leinster, two Connacht and one Munster. You know, you have Kerry and Dublin there all the time, of course. But, you know, Roscommon are back up again, and I know Mayo have gone down, but Connacht are still have two. But, you know, four Ulster teams. And there is talk next year, Pádraig, that they could put it into two groups of four. And the top team goes through to the final, you know, from the point of view of the COVID, so you wouldn't have as much travelling. So you could end up having Donegal, Tyrone, Monaghan and Armagh in a Division 1 North, where you would have Roscommon, maybe, you know, Galway, Kerry and Dublin, the other division, and the top two play off to see who won the league in that. Now, there's a lot of talk about that, and I think it's definitely been discussed at a high level that could happen. And it was a wee bit disappointing, because the one thing about the league is you love playing against, you know, the Kerrys and the Dublin and these teams of that world, but it's just from the point of view on the circumstances with COVID and everything else, depending on what happens after Christmas. But that actually could happen, so you could end up in a very, very tough division in Division 1A of 1 North next year, you know.
Yeah, skin and hair, as they say. But Armagh, I suppose we know all about Armagh. They're back up to Division 1, pepping their step as well. The Kieran McGeaney factor and, full value, Martin, as well for that victory yesterday. But the performances throughout the National Football League this year, they've been consistent.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And big, powerful team. And You know, the disappointing thing that they would have been very disappointing was their tackling against Roscommon. And we know how strong Roscommon are, and Roscommon are a team that definitely, you know, looking at them, I think maybe they might struggle a wee bit. You know, a goalkeeper's so important. I think they're struggling a wee bit, a goalkeeper maybe in the middle of the field. But other than that, they've really tightened up their defence very well, and their forwards are very impressive. But Armagh have been impressive, you know, and the O'Neill's brothers coming in there made a difference. Two big, powerful men, and taking a bit of pressure off Jamie Clark, who was trying to carry them before that. But they can get scores from different places now. They've been disappointed with the Roscommon performance, but no more so than Tyrone. You know, the big one was their last game, and they targeted and they went down, and they stayed in Bunratty the night before and all before the match. They travelled down singly in cars, and that the Armagh team, and they stayed there, and they got red, and they won. You know, Clare, down in Clare is always difficult, but it's a good victory for them. And you know, this is what they wanted. The first thing they wanted this year was to get back up into Division One. Now they're in Division One, and now they're playing Derry, who had a good result today, beaten Offaly away. But they play Derry next weekend, the same day as Donegal play Tyrone. So you know, you have Armagh, Donegal, and Tyrone on the one side of the draw, and the three of them in Division One, where Monaghan's on the other side of the draw. But you know, Armagh, yeah, have definitely been very impressive, and they're definitely coming. And whoever wins between Donegal and Tyrone, if Armagh do get over Derry, I think that it'll be a very interesting semi final.
Speaking of Derry, you've touched on them. They won again today against Offaly on the road, and well, it's Derry are starting to get momentum, and well, Armagh, knowing Rory Gallagher and Armagh's tactics, it's going to prevail. It's going to be a really entertaining game next week. It's 4 o'clock next Sunday, Armagh and Derry. So another ding dong Ulster clash.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to mean we're going to have three great games next weekend. You have Monaghan Cavan on the Saturday, Porrigan, that'll be a big game. Expect now Monaghan to win that, because they were, you know, lucky enough maybe to get a draw today, but they're happy to stay in Division 1. That was the important thing. And Cavan will be very disappointed to be relegated now a second year in a row. Now they've gone to Division 3, so it'll be hard for them to lift themselves for Clonus next weekend. Now, it's a local derby and anything can happen, that, but you still expect, with Conor McManus back going well, that Monaghan won that. But our man Derry is going to be a great battle. You know, a tactical battle between two lads that work together and everything else in Dublin, and they know each other very, very well, and they would have trained together when they were in Dublin as well. So, you know, it'll be a very big tactical that battle. And we talk about Conor McKenna coming back. Derry have Conor Glass back as well, and he played today, most of the game today, and that'll be a big help. And they know a lot of the Sloughneagle players there, and you know, definitely the momentum now. They've had two very good ones since the break, and going well. And you know, I mean, everybody says Armagh are favourites. We expect Armagh to win it, but I wouldn't write Derry off, because we know that Derry always produce good players. Enda Lynn as well, back playing again after, I think it was a broken leg, and he's back playing and played very well today and the last day. So look at it, they're becoming very, very big Ulster battles. You know, we look at them all, and you know, they're a toss of coins, and people say this team is favourite and that team's favourite. It's all proven today and every other day. It's all on the day, Porrick. But I think the real big game is the one in Balbuffet, the Donegal Tyrone one, that everybody is really looking forward to. And this winner take all. I'm after watching Limerick and Clare, you know, on television. But the one, Clare were beaten, but there's still a backdoor in hurling. We've known in football.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to touch on as well. Back to the early 90s, Martin, as you remember, it was knockout football, and that edge that it brings, there's no back door, there's no nothing. That has to be a different dynamic. And suppose getting the players ready this week for next weekend's game, what's going to be the preparations from your point of view to deal with that?
Yeah, you're right, buddy. It's completely different, because, you know, you had that chance, and you always had that in the back of your head that you always got a second chance. And sometimes, even in Ulster, it was better maybe going through the back door, that you had a better chance of going on to achieve something. And you know, this goes back to the early 90s, when, you know, Ulster teams were successful, and you'd feel if there were a backdoor in the early 90s that you would have ended up with Ulster teams maybe ending up meeting in the final, in the All-Ireland final, if you had a backdoor. But that wasn't the way it was. So there were some big, big games in the early 90s, and that's what these games are going back to now. You've got, you know, the Donegal-Tyrone one, it's just like what it was at him, when you had Down and Derry meeting and 94, and they were the two All-Ireland champions of the 2 years before. And you know, you had Donegal met Derry in the Ulster final in 92, and Donegal and 93, and ended up that Donegal won 92 and Derry won 93. Same thing in 91, it was Donegal and Down met in Ulster, and Donegal and Derry met in the first round. So this Donegal Tyrone game is a bit like that. You know, when we consider two of the top, you know, you're talking about two of the top five, six teams in the country meeting in the first round and one or take all, so preparation and everything else, having subs and everything right, everything has to be got right. And then the other big thing is, and you know, like watching that hurling match today, I thought Limerick were going to end up scoring 50 points in it because there were no atmosphere at all. And there's going to be no atmosphere. It's going to be completely different next weekend, you know. So as well as winner take all, the whole atmosphere of the game and the championship atmosphere is not going to be there either.
Well, not to beat the 93 Ulster final, Martin. We'll move ahead. I mean, look at this. Donegal-Ulster tie with Tyrone next weekend. Quarter final in Balbofay. We've touched on it. It's knockout football. Suppose Declan yesterday he gave a start to a number of panel players. You were at the game. Did we learn anything off it?
Listen, Kerry, the one thing we to learn, Kerry are very, very strong the year. And I actually had a cup of tea with the Kerry chairman at the match before the game, and I was just chatting to him, having a chat with him, and he was just saying that they've worked very, very hard on their strength and conditioning, and you could see that in them. You know, Ulster teams will be at that a while, where you know, like to Kerry, Dublin were out. Kerry maybe weren't as serious as that, but they headhunted a fellow from Armagh, and they headhunted him, got him down there, and he has made a big difference. He's full time down there. They have a new facility opened down there. They call it Currents down there, a real big facility, a massive facility. I was talking to somebody who was down there at a training centre and that, and they said that it's actually better than a lot of the soccer teams in England. This person was over in England seeing them. He was at the likes of Leeds and Sunderland, and he said Kerry's was better. That's the level they've gone to. But definitely, Kerry, you know, we did find out that Kerry are very, very strong. They're going to be stronger this year. Peter Crowley back, and their defence is definitely better. They're playing more defensive than anything else. And then they've got this man, David Clifford, up front, who just makes them tick in that there. But they are depending on, I was looking at their scores today, Tony Brosnan, who's just come really in this year, got 6 points, Clifford got five, and Sean O'Shea won five. So it's still, like most teams, depending on a couple of players to get their scores and everything else. But from Donegal's point of view, you know, I thought Stephen McMenamin, while he was on, David Clifford did really, really well. So that game will stand for Stephen, and coming up against this Tyrone full forward line, we want everybody in that full back line to be well switched on and ready for it and everything else. And midfield the first half, Jason McGee particularly, was good to see him back, kicked two very, very good scores, and Kieran Thompson had a very big game, a fabulous game all through. And I mean the Kerry people were just asking about him and talking about him, you know, they were very, very impressed with him. And you know, it was good to get Michael Langan, get him on the field and get game time and to Michael Langan and everything else. And then a squad's going to be very, very important for Donegal. So playing them players and giving them that game. And the first half, they competed really, really well. And, you know, you had Andrew McLean from your own club getting game time as well. Ethan O'Donnell came off the bench and got game time. You know, and Conor O'Donnell, it was great from Cairn Donagh. Where he came in there, this boy has a big future ahead of him. You know, he was unlucky that he picked up a crucial injury last year, but he's back and everything else. And I think he's the first player to play since Des Newton played senior for Cairn Donagh. I know Ethan Mullins would have played underage with Cairn Donagh and played as well, but it's great for Cairn Donagh club and everything else, but he's a player with a big future. So the squad's going to be very important, and you know, it's good to give these men game time. And you know, even with battles and everything else down the road, it's you know, a squad, I think, is going to be very, very important to succeed. So, you know, you'll be able to look at players next week and be able to take them off the bench if you need them.
And nobody, as well as squads and different things, there's one man that a lot of people are asking about in the county. You might know a little bit more, Paddy McBrearty. Where do you feel he's at on the injury list? Will he see some action next weekend?
Well, you know, I can say, but it is please God he does, because I think, you know, looking at our games to date, that we're, you know, when against Tyrone we're going to need him, you know, his physical power, his pace, his ability to one ball in there in tight situations, because that's what you're going to have, you know. So I'd hope that, you know, hopefully that he'd be fit to play. Now, he didn't get any game time in Kerry, and that's what, you know, that'll be a bit of a fear for Donegal supporters and everything else, but hopefully he'll be able to get game time, because I feel we'll need him next weekend. It'll be important to have him, because he does add that there. We, you know, you've seen the way the game was today. Tyrone were probably a wee bit more open than they normally be today. I don't expect them to open it up that much against Donegal next week, so the tactical battle is going to be massive. But yeah, please God that Paddy McBrearty will be fit to play some part in the game anyway.
If Donegal are going to win next, Martin, where do you see that, you know, that platform being built from? Has Donegal got an advantage maybe in around the midfield area, or maybe the inside line, forward line as well? Is it too tight to call?
It's very hard to call. I mean, people's going to make Donegal favourites, you think, from the game the last day, but I would read nothing into the game the last day. And I said it to Oisin and commented that day that I didn't think Tyrone, they made a decision, they were targeting the Mayo game and they weren't going to show their hand against Donegal and everything else. But look, at both teams know each other inside out. There's going to be man markers, and they're going to be, you know, from both teams, and that's going to, you know, stifle them players that's going to be picked up. And we know the players in each team that have to be marked and everything else, and the management team know that and everything else. It's the other players that's going to make the difference. It always will make the difference. So that's why it's very important that we could get them other players coming good. And whatever of the two teams get the other players coming good, that's going to make the difference. Suppose now a lot of talk this week in the Donegal camp will be about Conor McKenna. How are we going to stop Conor McKenna, his physical power and everything else? No more so than Tyrone are probably saying, how are we going to stop Michael Murphy? You know, the physical power of Michael Murphy is, I mean, Michael Murphy's playing better football now than I feel he even played, you know, in 2012, 13, 14. I think he's playing the football of his life at the minute. And how they're going to stop him, that's going to be the big battle. Is Pádraig Hamsey going to be fit to play, to pick him up or not? And who's Donegal going to put on Conor McKenna? And who's Donegal going to put on Matty Donnelly and Derek Canavan and all these? And who's Tyrone going to put, you know, on the likes of Ryan McHugh, Niall O'Donnell, you know, with Michael Langan, Jamie Brennan, these players, and if Paddy McBurney plays, Kieran Thompson looking at last day. So they're the big battles, but I think it's the other players that will make a difference. So it's difficult to call. They know each other inside out. It's a big game because it's one or take all. And I'll tell you one thing, even talking to you now, you get nervous thinking about this game because I think if Donegal get over this game, I think we could have a great battle to end up hopefully beating whoever comes in the Ulster final or beating our man whoever comes in the Ulster final. But I think you have a great chance. But I think this game, I'm frightened, scared of this game, Pádraig, to tell you the truth.
Well, I'm frightened to hear Conor McKenna scored another two goals, but no doubt there's a fullback there from Gidor has something to say about that next Sunday, and we'll see all will be revealed. But that's what you look forward to, Martin. Thankfully, we have that.
Exactly, them battles, you know, looking forward, and there's no better man than Neil McGee. He's given the job of marking Conor McKenna. He'll be up for it and everything else. What a warrior he's been, what a leader he's been, and I know when talking to my own lads here who played with him, what a leader and everything else, and he quietly gets about his work, and he looks after, you know, lads on the field and everything else, and, you know, everything he's achieved in Gaelic football he's deserved, and he'll be up for it, he'll be up for this test as well.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm taking from you, Monaghan to beat Cavan, Armagh to pit Derry, and... Well, we say Donegal to beat Tyrone.
Well, hopefully the home advantage will make that bit of a difference in that match. But I think it's a 50-50 game, and maybe it could come down to maybe someone like free taking or something like that would make a difference. So hopefully, you know that. And I know Donegal have been very good with frees, even back to the time we won the All-Ireland in 12. You had Colin Anthony McFadden and Megan Murphy. We always have had good free taking, which is very important at the level it's at now, you know, and games now that there. So just hopefully Donegal to pip Tyrone, Monaghan to beat Cavan, and as I said, I've a feeling that maybe Armagh will just have enough because they're playing at a higher level than Derry have been playing. They're playing higher level football, and that can make a difference.